This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the no excuses everyday audio version of the world's number one real estate blog. I'm Tyler, and each day I read you short, digestible articles from biggerpockets.com. You can scroll through the catalog and see which titles catch your eye, or just make this a part of your daily ritual. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Invest in real estate or start a franchise? Which investment opportunity suits you? By Scott Gibson. Real estate and franchising are two popular investment options offering significant financial returns. Both allow you to earn passive income, enjoy tax benefits, and benefit from regular cash flow. However, a real estate franchise and real estate investing each have pros and cons to consider. So if you're considering investing in the housing market, which business model is best for you? Long-term wealth through property appreciation and regular rental income that real estate offers? Or the opportunity to own a tried and tested business model with instant brand recognition? We'll discuss whether investing in real estate or starting a franchise is best for your financial goals. Understanding real estate. Okay, so real estate investing strategies involve purchasing, owning, and managing residential and commercial properties. The goal is to build wealth by generating passive income through rental income, capital appreciation, or even both. Investment strategies can include buy and hold, house flipping, the Burr method, vacation rentals, or real estate investment trusts, REITs. So why do many investors choose real estate as their primary investment strategy? Well, let's briefly discuss the pros and cons of real estate. First up, the pros. There are five of them. Number one, build equity, which is, you know, your net worth grows as you pay down your mortgage and property value increases. This also increases your borrowing power through home equity loans. Number two, tax benefits. You benefit from tax deductions, yay, which help maximize income potential for sure. These include payments on mortgage interest, utilities, maintenance, and HOA fees. Number three, passive income streams. owning one or more rental properties is a reliable income source. Of course, conducting due diligence regarding tenant screening is crucial. However, rent payments from tenants can provide regular income and steady cash flow. 4. A hedge against inflation. Real estate investing is one of the best strategies to protect against inflation. As inflation rises, so do property prices. Also, you can raise rent in line with inflation. This offsets the impact of costlier maintenance and higher outgoings. And 5, okay, there are more pros, but this is just an abbreviated list today. Portfolio diversification. Investing in real estate lets you spread investments across different classes. Therefore, you minimize the impact of real estate market downturns and higher inflation. Just a quick example, investment types for real estate include these things: residential real estate, commercial properties, raw land, crowdfunding platforms, and of course, REITs. Okay, a couple of cons here. 3 to be exact. Making an informed decision about real estate investing requires considering the potential downsides. 1, high upfront costs. Purchasing an investment property requires significant upfront costs. You know this. This can include the down payment, all the closing costs, and even some repair expenses. 2, poor liquidity. Selling an investment asset for its market value can take some time, for sure. So you might lose money if you need immediate cash and must quickly sell an asset. If you have to do it fast, you're going to lose money. This is especially true if you're in a buyer's market. 3, property management. Managing rental properties or house flipping projects can be time-consuming. Tenant screening, marketing, maintenance, and emergency repairs can take a lot of time. Who might be interested in real estate? What is the appeal anyway? Well, a real estate career works for building long-term wealth and increasing income. Property ownership gives you these things: tangible assets, equity growth, extra borrowing leverage, greater financial stability. And additionally, investing in real estate is perfect for diversifying your portfolio. This allows you to maximize returns and minimize losses in economic uncertainty. Okay, now let's move on to understanding franchise investment. Opening a real estate investment franchise lets you invest in a proven business model. Investors benefit from the brand recognition, credibility, and support the franchisor provides. Real estate franchises include property management, house flipping, home inspections, buying and selling properties. To open a real estate franchise, you gotta pay an initial franchise fee and some royalty fees, typically between $25,000 and $35,000. Additionally, some franchise companies do require you to have a certain amount of liquidity, and you may have to commit to making a substantial initial investment on top of the franchise fee. Here's a look at the pros and cons list for opening up a real estate franchise. First up, the pros. Here are 5 benefits of opening a franchise as a real estate investment opportunity. 1, brand recognition. We touched on this just a little bit, but franchisees do benefit from the established brand name. This creates trust and credibility, making it easier and quicker to attract new clients. 2, access to all those marketing resources. You use marketing materials and advertising from the franchisor. These materials can include flyers, website content, brochures, and marketing tools. This means you can promote your business services more effectively. And 3, proven business model. Franchises are based on a tested and successful business model. You would hope, anyway. Therefore, you reduce the risks associated with starting a new venture. Also, the franchisor usually provides training and ongoing support. 4, networking opportunities. You can benefit from access to a wide network of other franchise owners. You also get access to brokers and agents who will help you build your business too. 5, limit risk exposure. Starting a franchise saves time, money, resources on trial and error. You can get started using a proven business model that is a lot more likely to succeed. And the cons list, what are the primary downsides to opening up a franchise real estate business? Here are just 4 of them to think about. 1, high startup costs. You might pay an initial fee to start your real estate career. In a lot of cases, you must also provide a substantial investment, usually anywhere between $40,000 and $400,000. No joke. 2, ongoing costs. Royalties or commission fees are just part of franchising. Some franchises have a set monthly amount, Others take a percentage of earnings plus advertising costs. Number three, limited independence. You gotta follow the rules and regulations the franchisor imposes. This can limit your control, as you gotta stick to the standardized business model. In some cases, adapting to local market conditions might actually be impossible. Number four, there are some exit restrictions. Exiting a franchise agreement can be challenging. Some agreements include non-compete clauses, and contracts tend to favor the franchisor. So who might be interested in this thing? Opening a franchise is ideal if you want a turnkey solution to start a real estate career, and you don't mind the limitations. Franchise real estate models provide a proven business model, reducing the risk of failure. So, if you are a first-time business owner or an entrepreneur with limited real estate experience, a franchise really might be your answer. So let's help you choose which opportunity is going to be right for you. Investing in a franchise or in real estate can both be lucrative ventures. Some investors prefer the structured business model a franchise offers. However, a lot of real estate investors do prefer all the freedom, autonomy, and flexibility independent business ownership provides. So, let's examine a few more factors that can help you make informed investment decisions. Financial considerations. Yeah, I know, assessing the financial implications of a franchise or real estate can actually be daunting and help make the best decision. Both investment strategies involve significant startup costs. Opening a franchise involves the initial fee and all the investment, plus ongoing royalties. However, buying real estate requires a down payment and paying closing costs, which can be every bit as expensive. So, what are more financial considerations when comparing a franchise as an investment opportunity and real estate? So, yeah, besides the startup costs, here are just a few extra franchise expenses to consider. Ongoing franchise fees, usually a percentage of your gross revenue, marketing and advertising costs, training fees, transfer and renewal fees when the initial term expires, and extra costs associated with selling the franchise. Real estate investing also has high upfront costs. Here are just some examples. A down payment, closing costs, and then you got the marketing and advertising, real estate attorney fees, professional liability insurance, fees associated with mortgage applications, regular mortgage payments, property taxes, and then all the maintenance, repairs, and utilities you got to pay too. Buying and selling real estate as a franchise owner also incurs fees. So really, in both business models, you got to pay the mortgage, closing costs, property taxes, and maintenance costs. Okay, now let's talk about risk assessment. All investments carry an element of risk. Therefore, assessing the risk levels of franchise and real estate investing is critical. Here are just some factors to consider. Current market conditions. Research the real estate market before choosing between franchising and independent investing. Due diligence is always necessary before buying real estate. If you're considering a franchise, ensure there's enough market demand for it. Also, check local competition from other franchises. Independent investor or national franchise. Remember this. Many homeowners or buyers prefer dealing with a local independent real estate agent rather than a large brand. Therefore, you just have more opportunities to develop a unique selling point as an independent investor. And then we talk about control over the investment, which we've touched on a little bit, but are you really willing to follow the franchisor's strict guidelines? You might have little control over pricing, design, product offerings, and operational hours. However, being an independent investor gives you all the freedom and control you want. Also, if you break the franchisor's rules, you might even lose the contract and your investment. Yikes! Exit strategy. All investments require a robust exit strategy. Before opening a franchise, check the agreement carefully. So, just a quick example. Selling the franchise, transferring ownership, or liquidating it may incur hefty fees. Of course, an exit strategy in real estate investing is also vital. Common exit strategies are like selling, refinancing, holding, or even renting. Expansion opportunities. Consider all the possibilities of expanding your real estate investing business. For example, the franchise agreement might restrict where you can operate. This restriction can limit investment opportunities if the local housing market experiences a downturn. In contrast, real estate investing gives you complete flexibility to find the most profitable markets. Reputation risk. Okay, so the franchisor's brand reputation can be an advantage and even a disadvantage. Let's just say adverse events or bad press connected to the franchisor could definitely harm your business. However, as an independent investor, you're responsible for your own reputation. Personal goals and lifestyle. Before deciding between a franchise or real estate investing, consider which best aligns with your goals. So, for example, a franchise agreement may commit you to working specific hours. On the other hand, real estate investing is more flexible. However, it requires time and effort to establish a business. Here are just a few helpful tips on making a decision. Time commitment. Getting started in real estate investing can take considerable time. Startup investors face a steep learning curve to establish a reputable business, of course, and it might mean long and irregular hours. However, opening a real estate franchise just allows you to step into a long-established business, and this can just make it easier and quicker to secure new clients and listings. Let's talk about skill sets. Getting started with the franchise real estate business is easier than going it alone. For the initial fee, you get all the out-of-the-box tools, training resources, marketing materials. You're also instantly connected to a network of agents and experts. What about getting help with real estate investing? Well, yeah, Bigger Pockets, hello, provides expert advice to get started in real estate. For example, we have the 7 smarter phases of real estate investing, and that has helped so many people start up and run successful businesses. Long-term objectives. Consider all your long-term financial goals. Yeah, it can be quicker to start a franchise real estate business, but constant overhead costs can eat into those profits. Also, your earnings may take a significant hit if you decide to sell the franchise and go it alone. In contrast, real estate investing represents better long-term returns. In time, you might enjoy a steady passive income stream from rental properties. And just some quick other considerations include these things: levels of franchise support, continued training and education, your risk tolerance. A non-compete clause might restrict operating in the local housing market if you leave the franchise, and restrictions on the property types you can manage. Making the decision. It's vital to conduct due diligence before making any investment decision. A franchise lets you start a real estate business, as we mentioned, under a recognized brand name, and there's fewer risks associated with that. Yet it comes with restrictions and financial obligations. In contrast, real estate investing offers more flexibility, wider investment opportunities, and better profit potential. However, thoroughly researching local markets, trends, and property values is absolutely vital in all cases. We can't say that enough. And some final thoughts for today. Real estate investing and opening a franchise can offer lucrative investment opportunities. Your decision as to which one you choose should align with your personal goals, your lifestyle, and of course your long-term objectives, and your why. Therefore, research the pros and cons of each to make an informed choice. Despite the steep learning curve, real estate investing offers great potential for building long-term wealth, greater than that of a franchise. You enjoy greater flexibility and more diverse investment opportunities. Also, you never have to pay ongoing royalties to a franchise company. At Bigger Pockets, we're dedicated to helping you make successful real estate investments. Alrighty. Thanks for making this show a part of your midweek routine, by the way. Care to go further? Accelerate your real estate mastery with our series of webinars. These incredibly popular sessions rotate each week, so you can pick the ones that cater to your investment goals best. And now they're completely free. Reserve a session today and start learning from industry experts. Visit biggerpockets.com/webinar. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.